Taz and Jim, joined by Ian Snedden, partner with Cohen Hiley Lawyers. He comes by once a month to answer some questions. You brought some reinforcements with us. Introduce us to the mediator that's in the room.
I brought Casey Counter, who started with our firm a couple months ago. And so Casey and I are working together, providing mediation services in family law cases.
Mediation, the way to go. Usually, it'll cost you less money if you get things done through mediation, correct?
Well, usually, but I'll have Casey speak to that. Casey, how much is court these days?
Yeah, so if parties enter the court proceedings by way of separation or divorce, they're looking at around $120,000. Yeah.
That's what? No thanks.
Jim, are you excited for your wedding coming
it's
up in June?
Done. We called it off.
As of right now, sorry. It's over.
Wow. Now we're good. That's not the plan, is to get divorced. But it never is it, Ian?
It never is.
I think the best advice you can give a young person is only get married if you're really sure you want to.
Aren't they all sure? That's like...
Nah, I don't know. I've had some friends that have gotten married and like, afterwards.
Why not?
It's like, I didn't even really want to. I just felt like I had
Shut
to.
Shut up!
Seriously.
What else am I going to do with my life?
Does that not happen?
Well, I've actually had a girlfriend who's told me, well, there's always divorce.
Right, wow, that's a terrible strategy.
Okay, speaking...
Well, it's actually easier for a lady if in this case. You
speaking
know.
Of strategies, we have this story that that broke a couple weeks ago, and we've been saving it for you, Ian. It's a football player, a soccer player, who's worth a ton of money, like close to 100 million euro, right, Jim?
Yeah, well, 70 mil. Hakimi plays for PSG, very big soccer team in France. He was married to a 24-year-old, or sorry, no, he was married to a lady. Sorry, my mistake. He is 24 years old, and they got divorced just recently, or about to get divorced. They're going through the proceedings, and as soon as it starts going to court, the woman who he's getting, who he's divorcing, realizes he doesn't have any money in his own name. All the money, the $70 million he's made, $225,000 a week, has been going into his mom's bank account. All his money, all his assets belong to his mom, not him. And what we're hearing is that she cannot touch it at all.
Yeah, he has found, the court ruled
that
she is not getting anything. Would a Canadian court find the same thing? Because if so, I think a lot of mothers in the Taz and Jim listening area are getting a great Mother's Day gift next week. All my assets, Mom, enjoy.
Yeah, wouldn't work in Canada, in Ontario. A judge would trace the money. And also, he has a huge income. I know the player, he's a Moroccan player, very, very good player. Mm-hmm. I think he made something like 210,000 pounds per game, or euros per game.
I think I read something ridiculous. 215,000 per week. That's just American dollars.
Sorry.
But still, what a brokey.
So that money, for example, on spousal support would be available, and a judge would know it and say you've got to pay support. Even in Ontario, where people try to hide their money, a court can impute income and say, well, you may not show any income, but we believe you can or you're capable of making this amount of money. So hiding it wouldn't work if it's discovered in Ontario.
Darn.
I love a good loophole, but this seems like it almost makes you roll your eyes and say, how could you ever say it's not his money?
It's a dirty move.
It's
for
so public, too. His paycheck is incredibly public. We all know how much money he's making.
Right.
But still kind of funny.
What about the assets? Like, if you put your house in your mom's name, then could your partner, your spouse, when you break up, go after that house?
Well, that would be more difficult. So, for example, if it was a gift to your mom, so Mother's Day coming up, and said, as many athletes do, mom, here's a new house to live in, then, and the ownership goes into mom's name, that would be harder to attack. So the income's a lot easier.
That house thing's interesting. You could buy your mom your house that you actually want, and then if you just rented a place with your partner, and then when you divorce, there's no asset there.
Well, you can't anymore because Uliana heard everything.
Well, she's on to my scam.